makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Thursday, July 16th. Before we begin, be sure to check out the redesigned HoustonTexans.com. Participate in the new site survey today for a chance to win autographed team merchandise. For today's podcast, we have strong safety Nick Ferguson as he sits down with FS Houston's Patty Smith to discuss everything from re-signing to why he believes the Texans are ready for the playoffs.
Well, which brings me to my second question, the importance of re-signing again this year.
Well, I mean, it was really important. I mean, I didn't really want to enter free agency. And like I said, you know, my reasons for coming to the team are what they were and the reason why I wanted to stay here. But you don't want to go to a team in free agency and they possibly pay you a certain amount of money, but you know the potential for that team to actually become a playoff team in that year or 2 years might not happen. So you want to be with a team that can make that push right now, you know, right away. You know, I'm in my 10th year. And I believe, you know, I feel as I can play two more years or whatever, but you want to be with someone that's right there. And not a team that say, you know, we're on the cusp. No, we want to be right there. And last year, with our last 8 games, we showed our fans and everyone in the NFL that if we stick to what we know how to do and we play offense, defense, and special teams, I mean, we can actually beat anyone in this league. And we did that last year.
So with the a few additions that the team did make this offseason, you said you thought it was just maybe a couple players away. And you got yourself in a position where you want to be. You're obviously pretty confident that that team is. I mean, playoffs are robust at this point.
Well, you know, I really truly believe that. But with any team, you have to keep your core guys healthy. Without health, I mean, anything is liable to happen. You lose Dre, God forbid, Matt or anyone like that, then, you know, of course it changes the dynamics of things. But with a healthy team, you know, Frank Bush being on defense now and in control, the new DB coach, the new line coach, I mean, to me, we're the same players, but with different faces. And I think we can make that push, but, you know, we have to start early. We have to believe in ourselves, but we can't wait till the last 8 games of the season. You start the first 8 fast and you continue the last 8 so we can get into the playoffs. That's what it's about, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
What do you like about this defensive system?
Well, it's a more aggressive attack style defense. And Frank Bush, like I said, I knew him in Denver. And he was here last year. There were certain things that him and Ray Rhodes had in mind that they wanted to do, but when you're not the head guy, it's difficult to do that. So now that he is the head guy, you're going to see a lot of changes. And we're bringing Antonio Smith here. It actually helps out our defense a lot because now, no longer can they say, well, we're going to roll away from where Mario is and put it back to that side. Now you have to, you know, prepare for the both of these guys. And with Cushing coming in, which, you know, some people may think that that's not an excellent draft choice. They thought that same thing with Mario. But I think to get to the playoffs, everything starts with defense. You know, you can always plug people into offense, but defense, you know, you have to be strong. You have to be aggressive. And the less your opponent scores, the best it is for you. So, you know, with our personnel we have now, we can run so many things in our defense. We can go from a 3-4 to 4-3 if that's what the coaches want to do. And we didn't have that versatility last year.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. And remember, training camp begins July 31st. Learn more about tickets on HoustonTexans.com. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
All you Texans.